In the headlines, a former cricketer and administrator is calling for a full investigation at Cricket West Indies after allegations of sexual harassment among players have been brought to light in the women's team. Meantime, the National Organization of Women are appealing for more women to come forward if they have been a target. Environmental issues at the Cheapside Post Office forced workers off the job this morning. A mental health nurse raises concern over rising suicide risk and stigma among the youth. Tributes continue to flow for former Chief Education Officer and union stalwart Ralph Boyce, and thousands still stranded by Heathrow Airport shutdown in England as government says questions to be answered. This is The Latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up.
The Lunchtime Edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
When it comes to those you love, the ICBL Sapphire Endowment Plan is today's gift for the future. It's the life policy that gives you extended terms and game-changing valuable options. With returns set up to 5%, this policy is the stepping stone to a solid financial future, giving you benefits while you live. Visit ICBL.com or call us today to learn how our Sapphire Endowment Plan can give you an extra cushion to build a brighter future for those you love. It's a cut above the rest. Special conditions apply. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Former England and Barbados cricketer Roland Butcher is calling for a full investigation at Cricket West Indies after allegations of sexual harassment among players have been brought to light in the women's team. Butcher was reacting to news which broke this morning that a former player came forward with information which suggests she suffered prolonged sexual harassment from other players in the side. Her allegation received support from former manager Betty Lewis, and now Butcher, who was a member of the cricket committee, says the issue has been bubbling for quite some time.
It's been very distressing. It's regrettable. I had heard about it before. It's not something that I condone. I think it's something that needed to be dealt with a long time ago, and it needs to be dealt with. As you know, I am now very much involved with female cricket in the fact that I'm the president of the Barbados Royals Girls Cricket Club. And one thing that Sasha Sutherland and myself discuss on a daily basis is that our club has to be a safe space for girls to come and play cricket. I am still very concerned as to when they leave us, what happens after that. So,
former England and Barbados cricketer Roland Butcher. Meantime, the National Organization of Women are appealing for more women to come forward if they have been a target. President Melissa Savory-Giddens told Starcom Network News that the issue is concerning and needs to be investigated.
Well, when I first heard the news this morning, you know, they said this is very sad, especially within the cricket team. You go into cricket, you know, you expect to foster teamwork and look for excellence. So, you know, to endure such behavior during a time like that is difficult. And if there are any other women out there, I'm asking you to step forward because your voices matter. And together, you know, together it will help to create a safer environment. Because if people fail to speak out, then other people come into the same situation and experience the same thing. I just want to say, you know, we just want her to know we stand in solidarity with her and that we urge the Cricket West Indies to conduct a thorough investigation into the matter.
National Organization of Women President Melissa Savory-Giddens. CEO of Cricket West Indies, Chris Dering, told Starcom Network News that the board will be responding very soon. Postal workers were off the job again this morning at the Cheapside Post Office, claiming that the facility is unfit for working conditions. Since yesterday afternoon, they walked off the job after several sightings of rat droppings, among other unsanitary issues. Head of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, told Starcom Network, the problem is severe.
There is an infestation of rats, and they're finding rat droppings all over the place on desks forever. And again, this morning, though, it has escalated because apparently they put down poisons or something, and their rats are not turning up. And they're expecting the staff to continue working in those conditions. As a matter of fact, my understanding is that the maids have been threatened and forced to clean up rats too. But we can't see urine too because they don't even know where the urine is. It could be anywhere, but they can't see it with the naked eye.
Franklin further stated that he advised his union members not to return to work as they are well within their right.
Under Section 104 of the Safety and Health at Work Act, which provides that you can refuse to work in conditions that are dangerous to your health. RAC droppings and RAC sightings constitute such a danger. So I've advised them not to return to work until the place is satisfactorily clean. Apparently, they get some of the men to use Clorox yesterday and wipe down a couple of areas. And cleaning magnet was obviously that that's good enough. They need industrial cleaning and they need to find the source of these RAC and get rid of them.
Head of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, in the Lunchtime Edition. A community mental health nurse is raising concerns about the rise in suicidal thoughts and the stigma surrounding mental health among young people in Barbados. Speaking on the sidelines of St. Michael School's Balance Blueprint Mental Health Seminar Open Day, Roger Burrows emphasized the importance of raising mental health awareness.
One of the trends that we are seeing is that manipulation, the cutting of the hand or the burning with the ventilator inhalers. Those are two trends that we see. A lot of children threaten suicide. That has to do with behavioral issues and the later preventing suicide ideations. Some are genuine, others are not. But we can't take the chance. We can't take a risk. We have to take every suicide threat, we have to take it seriously. Recently, we've been having numerous suicide going on. And a lot of those suicides were young people as well, under 25. So we're looking to target the primary school, secondary school, and we go into the colleges and universities if we can.
Mental health nurse Roger Burrows. The Ministry of Education is paying tribute to former Chief Education Officer Ralph Boyce, who passed away earlier this week. Current Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw says Boyce's lifelong dedication to education played a pivotal role in shaping the sector, advocating for academic excellence and equity.
His tenure as Chief Education Officer was marked by unwavering commitment, visionary leadership, and a deep passion for learning that touched the lives of countless Barbadians. His efforts laid the foundation for a system that prioritized the holistic development of students and the empowerment of our teachers. His policies and initiatives not only elevated the standard of education in Barbados, but also ensured that learning remained an accessible and transformative force in the lives of all.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. And finally, British Airways flights from Heathrow Airport coming into Barbados have been cancelled today after a fire engulfed Heathrow last night.
Heathrow Airport has been closed for 24 hours because of an enormous fire at an electrical substation less than 4 kilometres away. The inferno has left more than 16,000 homes and businesses without power, including the airport, which is asking all travellers to avoid the area.
That report from ABC News in the headlines. A former England and Barbados cricketer calling for a full investigation at Cricket West Indies after allegations of sexual harassment among players have been brought to light in the women's team. Meantime, the National Organization of Women are appealing for more women to come forward if they have been a target. Environmental issues at the Cheapside Post Office forced workers off the job this morning. A mental health nurse raising concerns over rising suicide risk and stigma among the youth. Tributes flow for former Chief Education Officer and union stalwart Ralph Boyce. And thousands still stranded by Heathrow Airport shutdown in England, affecting those in Barbados as well as government says questions to be answered. This has been the Lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.